An American presidential candidate.
23% 的白人美国人不希望亚洲人来当美国总统。
That compared to 15% for an African American, 14% for a woman, and 11% for a Jew.
却只有15%的不希望非洲人总统，14%不希望女人总统，和11%不希望犹太人总统。
24% disapprove if a member of their family would marry an Asian American.
24%的人不希望他们的家人有跟亚洲人同婚姻的。
And 32% of Americans feel that Chinese Americans likely would be more loyal to China than to the United States.
32%的白人美国人认为中国人会对中国比起他们对美国更忠心。
It's hard to believe that these statistics are true.
很难想象这些统计是真的。
It's hard to believe that Americans would be so ignorant.
怎么美国人这么无知呢？
And I hope that Americans do not have a negative stereotype of you because of the color of your skin.
我真的是希望美国人不应该因为我们的颜色及肤色就对我们产生歧视。
But even if the statistics were cut in half, the chances are that if you are an Asian that lives in America, that you are going to experience injustice because of your background.
可是根据统计如果你是亚洲美国人的话，你在美洲，你肯定会曾经遭受到种族歧视的待遇。
You might be called a bad name.
你可能有人称你一个很难听的名字。
You might not be invited to a party.
可能不去让你参加一个派对。
Or you might be passed by for a promotion.
或是不会让你升迁。
It's possible that it could even be worse than that.
或是更严重嘛。
So the question is.How will you respond when you or somebody that you care for is a victim of injustice?
所以问题是，当你认识的人如果有遭受不义的对待的时候，你会如何反应？
Many Asian Americans have told me that they have never felt like they were actually a victim of racism.
很多的亚洲美国人告诉我，他们不认为他们有受到种族歧视过。
And I hope that's true for you.
我希望这也是像你一样。
But maybe people have been mean to you for other stupid reasons.
但是也许有人曾经因为白痴的原因就对你很不好。
For example, maybe somebody in your school ruined your reputation because they were jealous of you.
也许在你的学校有人因为你的表现特别强就想要特别的嫉妒你。
Or perhaps you had a parent who was unreasonable or was even abusive to you.
或是你可能有一个父母亲他们对待你很差劲甚至是要非常的来恐吓你。
Or perhaps somebody cheated you out of a large amount of money.
或是有人骗你很多钱。
Perhaps you even come from a country where you were persecuted for your beliefs.
也许你是从一个受宗教迫害的国家来的。
Perhaps you're concerned for others who are victims of injustice.
或是也许你身边有人是遭受类似这样的不公平待遇。
Whether it's people persecuted in other countries.
因为其他国家确实有被遭受逼迫的。
Or children being kidnapped.
有小孩被绑架
or unborn children who are aborted,
还未出生的孩子被堕胎。
So how are we going to respond when we experience injustice in our own lives or see it happening to people that we care?
所以在我们生命中遇到这些不公平的事情时，我们该如何回应？
There are two wrong ways that we can respond to injustice.
有两个错误的回应方法。
The first way is to respond with revenge.
第一个错误是使用报复。
Can do this by hurting the other person who has hurt us. We can do that either emotionally or physically.
你可以利用情感或者是暴力去以牙还牙的对待那逼迫你的人。
For example, we could try to ruin their reputation by talking about them behind their backs.
比如说，我们可以在背后说那个人的坏话，好让他们名声受损。
But sometimes we don't take revenge because we feel too weak.
有时我们不会采取报复行动，因为我们可能觉得自己太软了，
or feel too guilty to take revenge.
或是觉得有罪恶感。
For example, when I was in 7th grade, I was regularly bullied by 8th graders and sometimes even by my fellow 7th graders.
举例来说，当我七年级初一的时候，我经常被初二的大年级生攻击欺负。
I never took revenge because I was such a little guy.
我没有报复过，因为我是一个身材不是太高大的人。
And even if I could have taken revenge, I probably wouldn't have because I knew that the Bible said that you should turn the other cheek.
而且虽然就算我想要报复我也不会，因为圣经教导我要把另外一个面颊也给人家去打。
So instead of taking revenge, I responded with resentment and resignation.
所以不是报复，但是我的反应却是愤恨还有屈服。
You see, I'm still very angry with these oppressors.
我还是对那些压迫我的人很生气。
But I stuffed that day anger deep down inside.
我把这份怒气强塞到我心中。
And I resigned myself to the fact that I was going to be picked on every day I came to school.
虽然每天都可能会被这些人欺负，我还是忍气吞声，屈服了。
So revenge, resentment, and resignation are all natural ways that we can respond to the injustice that is in our lives.
报复、愤恨还有屈服，似乎是一个我们对于被压迫很自然的一种反应。
So why shouldn't we respond in those ways?
那除此之外，还有难道有更好的方法吗？
James 1:20 gives us the answer to that question.
请看雅各书一章二十节。
James writes, "For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires."
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
You see, revenge is anger that is expressed outwardly.
你看哦，报复就是一个从报复就是一个对外产生的一种反应。
And resentment is anger that is suppressed or repressed inwardly.
愤恨却是对内产生的一种压力。
And neither resentment or revenge brings about the righteous life that God desires.
报复或是愤恨都不是神能希望我们活出来的生命。
You see, God doesn't want us to take revenge because it makes us stoop down to the level of our oppressors.
神不希望我们报复，因为他只是让我们强强的去跟逼迫者决斗。
And God doesn't want us to succumb to resentment because it robs us of the peace and abundant life He wants us to enjoy.
而神也不希望我们有屈服或者是愤恨，因为他让我们心中无法活出那甘甜美妙的属灵生命。
So how should we respond when we are victims of injustice?
所以我们到底该如何回应一个备受欺压的一个经验呢？
How should we respond when we experience unfair suffering or we watch other people experience that unfair suffering?
我们自己受到不公平或是别人受到不公平时该如何面对？
James 5 verses 1 through 11 gives us the answer to those questions.
雅各书五章一到十一节有给我们一些答案。
In this passage, James, who is the half-brother of Jesus, addresses two groups of people.
在这里，雅各也就是耶稣的同母异父的这个兄弟，他写了这样子。
Verses 1 through 6, he addresses the oppressors who were rich landowners.
一到六节，他是针对那些压迫别人的地主来说。
And in verses 7 through 11, he addresses the victims of the oppression who were poor peasants.
七节到十一节却是对那些备受压迫的这些奴隶说。
So let's read verses 1 through 6 to discover what the rich oppressors were doing to the poor Christians.
我们详细阅读一节到六节，来看对财富地主怎么说。
Now listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted, and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You've hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workmen who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvester have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence.You fatten yourself in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered innocent men who were not opposing you.
你们这些富足人啊，应当哭泣、嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了。你们的金银都长了锈，那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知积累财产。工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。这工钱有声音呼叫，并且那收割之人的冤声已经入了万军之主的耳了。 你们在世上享美福，好宴乐，当宰杀的日子竟骄养你们的心，你们定了一人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。
According to these verses, the rich oppressors were guilty of four different sins.
从这些经文我们可以看到财富地主有四个不义的事项。
First, they had hoarded wealth.
第一，他们累积财富。
Instead of giving of their wealth to the poor like they should have, they hoarded all the wealth to themselves.
他们累积财富却不施给穷人，却放在自己里面。
But you could almost justify their actions.
也许你可以想出一些方法来让这些事情有理化。
After all, capitalism would say that you can keep what you earn and you don't have any obligation to the poor.
毕竟资本主义就是说你可以把你所赚的钱储存，也不需要对穷人有任何施舍。
But the second sin is even worse.
但是呢，第二个罪是更严重。
They weren't just guilty of withholding charity, they were guilty of withholding wages that poor people had worked hard to earn.
财富地主并不光只是不施施给穷人，他们甚至把那些工人该得的工钱都拿走。
We could say, well, maybe they had a reason for that. Maybe they were just keeping that money because they needed to take care of their families.
也许你会说，也许他们需要这些钱好来养活他们自己的家庭儿女。
But that's not true because look at the third sin, which is even worse.
但是这不对啊，因为我们来看第三个更严重的罪。
See these.Businessmen weren't guilty of withholding fair wages so that they could take care of their own family's needs.
这些商人根本不是因为要为他们家庭的需要而累积财富。
Instead, they were withholding fair wages so that they could spend the money on self-indulgent status symbols.
他们堆积财富好让可以享这些荒宴宴乐享福。
It gets even worse.
而且更严重。
These businessmen weren't just guilty of stealing the wages from hard workers, they were also guilty of stealing the lives away from innocent men.
他们不只把工人应得的工钱拿走，他们甚至逼迫他们的生命，抢走他们的性命。
Can you imagine how these poor Christian peasants are feeling?
你能想象这些可怜的基督徒工人他们的命运吗？
Their bosses had already withheld from them their hard work earned wages.
工钱不给，又对。
Now they're responsible for killing their friends, their families, their sons, their brothers, their fathers.
又把他们的朋友、父母、亲人都杀掉。
So this is not just an unfair irritation. This was an example of extreme unjust oppression.
这不只是不公平的待遇，这简直是完全欺压的这个逼迫。
So what does James tell these poor people?These poor peasants to do.
然而雅各如何告诉这些可怜的工人呢？
He tell them to rise up and start a revolution.
他有说叫他们起来反革命吗？
Or did he tell them, no, your enemy is too strong, so you might as well resign yourself to the fact that the landowners had won?
还是他对他们说，你的财富地主太强壮了，就是屈服吧？
So they had no alternative but to secretly nurse their anger.
就把他们的屈服强压在心中，就完完全全的忍辱求生吗？
Yeah, neither.
两个都不是。
James' advice is found in verse 7.
雅各在第七节告诉了这样子。
Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐直到主来。
Instead of telling the farmhands to resort to violent revenge, and instead of telling them to resort to hopeless resentment, James tells the farmhands to...Revive their hope by remembrance.
雅各不叫他们暴力的报复，也不叫他们用一个没有希望的忍气吞声，乃是叫他们把希望放在神里面。
Specifically, James challenges these people to remember that God is their judge.
具体的说，雅各提醒他们，神才是那位他们最终的法官。
And as judge, he will punish the wicked, and he will reward those who do right.
这个法官会惩罚不义人，也会奖赏那些有义人。
The injustice that most of us experience pales in comparison to the injustice that the first century Christian peasants were experiencing.
我们今天基督徒所遭遇的不幸，比起那第一世纪的基督徒遭遇的，简直是小巫见大巫。
Person is treating us unfairly would probably never resort to murdering any of our loved ones.
那些, 对我们不好的人, 他们不见得会想要去谋杀我们或我们的人。
However, if these principles apply to these extreme cases, it would certainly apply to our more minor cases.
虽然雅各对我们的教导是针对那些很极端的例子, 但是我们也可以把它, 应用到一些不那么极端的例子。
And there are certainly cases of rich landowners and rich government officials who oppress the poor today.
事实上,即使在今天也有, 财富的地主或是政府去压迫那些穷人。
These principles would apply on how to help them.
雅各的这些教导也还是能够使用在这样的事情。
So James is telling us that when we are victims of injustice, that instead of resorting to revenge or resentment, that we should respond by remembering the judge.
所以我们该有的反应根据雅各不是报复也不是忍气吞声乃是在主里面有盼望。
In other words, we should focus on the judge rather than focusing on the injustice.
知道主就是我们的法官，法官会带给我们公平的裁判。
That's a lot easier said than done.
但是说的比做的容易。
It's a lot easier to say that when you're in a comfortable sanctuary with a lot of nice Christians.
当你坐在一个周围都是美好的基督徒的时候，要说这样的话，那当然很容易。
It's a lot harder living that out when you're around people that are picking on you in the real world.
当你处身在世界险恶的环境，要做出这样的事，那才是困难。
It's hard to say when you're a victim of injustice, I'm not going to take revenge, and I'm not going to wallow in resentment, but instead, I know that God is my judge who will punish wrong behavior, and he rewards good behavior.
当你遭受到不义的时候，你要说我不要报复，我也不要无辜的屈辱，我就是在主里面有盼望、有忍耐的话，这个谈何容易呢？
And James knew that this frame of mind would be hard to develop within his readers.
当然，雅各也知道这样子的一个准则是我们要活出来是非常困难的。
So he said, in order to develop this frame of mind, you have to develop a certain virtue in your life.
那他说我们要 活出这样的准则，我们必须要在我们心中有这样的一个美德。
This virtue is called patience.
这个美德叫做忍耐。
Patience is the required character quality if we are going to respond correctly to injustice.
忍耐是我们必须要有才能达到雅各今天教导我们的这些。
So what does Paul mean when he refers to patience?
好，那忍耐到底是什么意思？
The word patient literally means to be long-tempered instead of to be short-tempered.
在英文，忍耐这个字，它的意思是很长的脾气，而不是很短的脾气。
In other words, a patient person is slow to get angry.
就是说，一个忍耐的人，他是慢慢的发怒。
Our pop psychology tells us that it's good to be quick-tempered and to be in touch with our emotions.
不幸的，我们当今的所谓心理学家却说要。 快快的发怒，好像我们对我们自己的情感是忠贞的。
When I was a bachelor, I had a roommate who was a psychiatrist.
我大学时，我的室友是一个心理神经病学家。
He had a lot of complaints about me.
他对我的一些生活习惯有很多的抱怨。
I was too cheap. I wasn't neat enough. You know, etc. etc.
我总是买便宜的东西。 我太喜爱存钱啊，然后我的 apartment 这么干净，我的公寓这么干净等等，他都要抱怨。
Finally, he asked me, "What do you dislike about me?"
他有一天他过来问我说，你到底什么哪一点不喜欢我？
I thought for a few minutes, and finally I said, "I can't think of anything."
想了2分钟，我对他说，我没有任何不喜欢你的。
He said, "No, you're not in touch with your anger. Just." Think deep down inside and just decide what you don't like about me.
这个神经病学家就说，你仔细想一想，你想通了，一定可以找到你不喜欢我的一些东西。
So finally, I thought for a little bit longer, and finally, I thought of something I didn't like about him.
想了很久，总算想到一个我不喜欢他的一点。
He said, "That's good. Now, from now on, whenever you think about something you don't like about me, let me know."
他说就是这样，从今以后，如果你再想到一个任何你不喜欢我的地方，你都要告诉我。
And guess what happened?
猜猜结果发生什么事。
I started to notice more things I didn't like about my roommate.
我开始一件一件的发觉我不喜欢我的室友的很多事情。
And I told him.
然后我就告诉他。
And not only that, I began to notice things about other people I didn't like about them.
不只是我的室友，我对其他人也开始渐渐的有很多不喜欢的事情了。
I became angry about perceived injustices towards me.
我也时常比较能为看到我在生活上遇到不义而生气。
Now, I may have become in touch with my emotions, but I was also getting angry about little things.
你可以说我比较忠贞于我的情感，可是我却也为着发现很多小事就开始也生气。
I became an impatient person.
就是说我变得一个不够有耐心的人。
The Proverbs 19:11 says, "A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense."
箴言19:11说，人有见识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。
So if a person is patient, does that mean he never gets angry?
所以一个忍耐有耐心的人代表他从不会生气吗？
No, it only means that he is slow to get angry.
不是的，只是说他不轻易发怒。
He'll respond to little acts of injustice by thinking, that's not that big of a deal.
他不会因为很多小事就发很大的怒气。
This really isn't anything worthy of getting upset about.
小事不足以挂齿。
However, the Bible does indicate that there are times when anger against injustice can be the right thing to do.
当然有圣经也说有一些情况下我们是必须要生气，而这时候生气也才是正确的态度。
Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry and do not sin."
以弗所书4:26，生气但不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
In other words, the Bible commands us to be angry.
圣经是教导我们是要发怒的。
Jesus was angry when he saw the injustice that was happening in the temple, and he actually drove out the rich oppressors who were trying to sell sacrifices or animals at an unfair price.
当耶稣看到在圣殿里面那些不义的人在做祭物的买卖的时候，他心里火起来，就把他们驱逐出去。
So there are some acts of injustice that would be sinful not to be angry about.
事实上，有些事情如果我们不去对他生气，这也是一个罪。
For example, it would be wrong to respond to acts of slavery or acts of extreme discrimination with apathy.
比如说，你看到呢被一些奴隶被强压，或者是一些被压迫的人，你不去生气，你这样子是也不对啊。
But when we are angry, we should make sure that we do not sin.
但是当我们生气时，我们要知道不要犯罪。
We need to make sure that we do not respond with revenge or resentment.
不要用报复或是愤恨来做回应。
And James tells us that we can do this if we focus on the judge rather than focusing on the injustice that's around us.
那雅各给我们的一个秘诀就是我们要放我们的眼光在我们那位法官，而不是在这些不义的事情本身。
In particular, James tells us that we need to remember three facts about this judge.
具体的说，雅各说我们必须要记得这个法官有三个事情。
First fact is a prophecy about the future.
第一个就是对未来的预言。
The second is a reality about the present.
第二个就是现在的实际。
And the third is a reminder about the past.
第三个是过去的 reminder, 过去的提醒。
The first fact is a prophecy for the future, and it can be found in verses 7 and 8.
第一个也就是对未来的意象，可以从第七跟第八节看到。
Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains.You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看哪，审判的主站在门前了。
First fact that we should remember about the judge is that he is coming back.
第一个事实就是在未来，这个法官会回到我们之间。
In other words, Jesus is coming back to earth again.
换句话说，耶稣会回来。
On Christmas, he came as a helpless little baby.
在圣诞的时候，他像一个无助的小孩来到这世界。
But when he comes back, he'll come back as a powerful judge.
但是他再回来的时候，他却是一个荣耀的法官。
So why is it important to remember that Jesus is coming back as our judge?
为什么记得耶稣会回来这个这么重要呢？
It's because it reminds us that our suffering is only temporary.
因为这提醒了我们，我们当今的这些不这些痛苦都是短暂的。
Jesus will soon rescue us from our injustice.
耶稣很快会从我们的苦难中救离。
So if it's true that Jesus will come as our judge, how should we respond to that fact?
如果耶稣即将会再来的话，那我们要如何来为此做个反应？
According to verse 8, we should stand firm.
从第八节来说，我们必须要坚强。
James literally tells his readers to strengthen your hearts.
雅各叫我们要坚强我们的心。
In other words, instead of letting the oppression discourage us, we should develop inward courage.
也就是我们不要为着所受的气馁，而是要在我们的心中产生一股坚强的力。
Like the farmer who, in the middle of July, he doesn't look up in the cloudless skies and say, "Oh, it hasn't rained for a while, so I have to sell my farm."
在七月份，一个农夫看着天空万里无云，他不需要想说，哎呀，都不会下雨，我是不是很快要把我的这个田地全部卖出去了？
Instead, he thinks to himself, "It may be dry now, but the late rains are coming."
但是他应该想，现在也许是没有下雨，但是暑期的末后的雨还是会再来的。
You see, it might be dry now, but the late rains, they're coming.
你看啊，现在虽然没有雨，以后却可能还有雨。
You might be oppressed now, but don't lose heart, because the late rains, they're coming.
不要因为现在的苦难就沮丧，因为末后还会下雨。
You may be discouraged about the injustice that martyrs and child slaves experience, but don't be discouraged, because the late rains are coming.
你可能会因着小孩被贩卖出去的人口而感到忧愁，但是不要难过，因为末后要下雨。
See, Jesus is coming back.
因为耶稣会再回来。
And when Jesus comes back, he will judge the oppressors and reward the faithful.
而回来那一天，他要审判恶人，也要还给那些义人。
Second fact is a reality about the present.
第二个事实就是我们现今的现实。
And this fact can be found in verse 9.
可以从第九节看到。
Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看哪，审判的主站在门前了。
You see, the second fact that we should remember is that the judge is standing at the door.
我们第二个要知道的事情就是，这个法官已经站在门前了。
He's close enough to observe our behavior.
他对我们的行为已经很近了。
Why is this important to know?
那为什么这个是重要？
Imagine if you're convicted of a crime and you ask your friend to be a character witness for you.
想象你现在被法官判决说你有一个罪，那你现在要你的一个朋友来为你当一个见证人。
While you're waiting in the courtroom, he clumsily spills a bunch of your papers.
那当你在法庭上在等待这个人的到来时，他却很笨拙的把一些重要的文件都丢到地，就是撒了一地。
So you start yelling at him and say, "Why are you so stupid? Why are you so clumsy?"
那你就很生气，看到他就说，你怎么那么白痴，就这么样的行为，很慢。
But imagine if the judge is right outside the door, eavesdropping at what you're saying.
但是想象，如果那个法官现在正在另外一个房间偷听你们的谈话。
Are you helping your cause or hurting it?
你这样的埋怨你的证人是对你有帮助还是迫害？
If you knew that the judge was right listening to you, you would have been on your best behavior.
如果你知道法官现在正在听你偷听你的谈话，你一定会有最好的品性行为出来。
You see, God not only judges oppressors, but He also judges Christians.
事实上，神不止审判恶人，他也审判基督徒。
And since Jesus observes all that we do, we need to be on our best behavior.
而因为耶稣知道我们的所有的思想，我们必须在无时无刻都保持我们最好的行为状态。
The third fact that we should remember about the judge is a reminder from the past.
第三个事实就是过去的提醒。
Take a look at verse 11.
我们来看第十一节。
As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Not only should we remember that the judge is coming in, that the judge is close by, but we should also remember that the judge has a very good track record.
我们不只要记得第一组以后会再来，第二组现在就在聆听我们，我们也要知道主他有个在记录东西。
From our experience and from what we read in the Bible, we can know two things about Jesus being the judge.
从我们的经验和读经，我们可以知道主有这样的两件事情。
First, he is a compassionate judge.
第一个，他是蛮有怜悯的法官。
And secondly, he is a powerful judge.
第二，他是一个蛮有能力的法官。
If he was just powerful, then he may not really care enough to take care of us.
如果他光只是大有能力，他也许不够怜悯来关注我们的需要。
If he was just compassionate, he might not have the ability to help us.
他如果只是怜悯我们，他不见得有能力去帮助我们。
But because Jesus is both a powerful and a compassionate judge, we can be confident.That he will judge and punish the wicked, and he will reward the faithful.
但是因为耶稣同时是有怜悯又有能力，我们可以知道他将要把恶人审判，也要给义人他们该得的奖赏。
So how should we respond to the fact that the Lord is a compassionate and powerful judge who will reward the faithful?
对于主是有能力又有怜悯，我们该如何回应呢
？Let's take a look at verse 10.
我们来看看第十节。
Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知，当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
Since the Lord is a compassionate and powerful judge who will reward the faithful, we should follow the example of the prophets who were patient in the midst of injustice.
因为主是怜悯有能力的，也会奖赏那有信心的人。我们必须像过去的先知一样，在不义的当中能够有盼望。
But in order to follow the example of the prophets, we need to know the prophets' stories.
但是要学习先知过去先知的榜样，我们必须知道先知过去的故事。
That's why it's important to read the Bible on a daily basis.
所以我们很重要，每一天都要读经。
Not just the familiar sections of the New Testament that we know so well.
不只是读我们熟悉的新约。
But also the more obscure writings in the books of the prophets in the Old Testament.
而是旧约中难懂的经文也要去读。
So when was the last time you read, one of the books of the prophets in the Bible, such as Isaiah or Malachi or Hosea?
所以你有上次读这些先知的预言书，比如说以赛亚书或马拉基书，是什么时候呢
？These were the men who spoke out against injustice.
这些都是先知书在不义当中呼喊出来的话语。
Now some people think that this message of patience is the opiate of the masses.
有些人可能会觉得这些忍耐只是好像一个被压迫的一个鸦片。
Think that it means that Christians are being told to just passively wait for Jesus to come and then it will be all right.
好像只是我们基督徒很被动的用这样的方法去忍辱自己的屈辱。
Think that Christians are being told to just let the oppressors keep on oppressing.
好像基督徒只是要让那压迫者继续压迫人。
But that's not what the prophets were teaching.
但这并不是先知的教导。
In the Old Testament, we can see that the prophets.Spoke out against the oppression of the poor and called the oppressors to repent.
你看，当大卫王做了那不义的事情的时候，约拿马上就来告诉大卫王，要他立刻悔改。
We also need to speak out against the oppressors.
我们也要时时去走到我们的这个压迫者面前，也跟他提醒。
Take up non-violent ways to make sure that the oppression does not continue.
但是不要用暴力，却是要用耐心去告诉这个压迫者，让他不要继续。
There was once a little boy who was walking along the beach, and all of a sudden he saw like hundreds of starfish just like lying on the beach.
有一个小男孩曾经在海边走，看到很多海星在海岸。
So the tide was going out, and for some reason, the starfish ended up stuck on the beach.
那随着时间，这个涨潮退潮以后，这些海星却还搁浅在沙滩上。
They're all doomed because there was no way they could survive outside of the water on the hot sun until the next high tide.
这个海星马上要死掉，因为在这个炎热的沙滩没有水上，这些海星不可能生存。
So the little boy realized that, and frantically he just picked up one starfish after another and just started heaving it out the ocean.
小男孩看了心里焦急，就开始一个一个把海星往海里丢。
A man was walking by the beach and he saw the boy doing this and he yelled out at the boy, "Son, what in the world are you doing?"
一个男人经过看到这男孩在这样做，就说：“嘿，你在这里干嘛？”
Don't you know that there are hundreds of starfish on this beach?
你难道没看到有几百个这么多海星吗？
Don't you know that the beach goes on for miles and miles?
你难不知道这些海星这样子延伸着好几个英里长吗？
There is no way that you can save all these starfish.
你不可能全部的海星都救得了。
Little boy thought for a moment.
小男孩就想了一想。
Then he turned to the man and he picked up a starfish and said, "Yeah, I know that I can't change the world, but I can change the world for this one starfish."
他说是的，我无法改变世界，但我却可以。他拿起一个海星，他说我却可以改变就这个单独海星他的世界。
And then he heaved the starfish as far as he could into the ocean.
他就把这个海星用他的全力也把它丢到海里去。
There are so many victims of injustice in this world.
在这个世界是有很多饱受不义的人。
There's no way that you can be involved in every cause. There's no way that you can rescue every victim.
你不可能每一个人都能够去救到。
But you can change the world for at least one person.
但是你可以对一个饱受不义的人改变他们的世界。
So whose world do you want to change?
你想要改变谁的世界呢？
Is it the Christians who are being persecuted in communist or Islamic countries?
改变那些在压迫的国家的基督徒的世界呢？
So you could get involved in the voice of the martyrs ministry.
那你就可以参加voice of the martyrs ministry.
Is it the unsaved in those countries who have never heard the gospel because their governments do not allow missionaries to enter?
那就是在那些国家，他们很多人没有听过福音，因为他们政府不允许。
So you could get involved in a ministry like Pioneers International.
你也可以在 Pioneers International 这个机构服事。
Is it the children who are kidnapped and sold into prostitutes and into prostitution in countries like Thailand?
他帮助那些贩卖小孩拿去当妓女的，比如说泰国的这样的国家。
If so, you can get involved in the international justice mission.
你也可以在 international injustice mission 有一个活动。
Is it to help unborn children whose lives are threatened by abortion?
你可以帮助那些还未出生就要受堕胎的小 baby 的生命。
So you could get involved in Ithaca Pregnancy Center.
你也可以在 Ithaca Pregnancy Center 有服事。
Now these four ministries only represent a tiny percentage of the ministries that help out victims of injustice.
我提到的这四项只是很小的一个例子，说我们可以在这么多事情上帮忙。
Perhaps you have a heart for a different cause.
可能你心中对其他的服事有负担。
So you can do your own research on the internet or talk to other people and find out how you can help people who are victims of injustice.
那你也欢迎自己用自己的方式去找到这些你想要帮助的管道。
So how can you help these ministries?
那你要如何帮助这些服事呢？
First, you can give financially.
你可以给钱啊。
Even as a student, you already can give, even if it's a few dollars.
即使是学生，你给几块钱都应该给得起。
And when you have more money, when you graduate and have a real job, then you can give a lot more money.
而你如果有工作，你甚至可以给更多。
Secondly, you could serve in one of these ministries.
第二，你也可以亲自去服事。
Many of these ministries have internships that you could get involved in.
这些机会，他们其实有很多的工作。
If you get involved in a local ministry like Ithaca Pregnancy Center, you can evenDo that while you're going to school.
比如说在伊萨卡怀孕中心，他们有很多的职位，甚至可以给你半工半读的服事。
And thirdly is prayer.
第三，我们可以祷告。
These websites, I think all of them have prayer requests that you can pray for.
你上网去看每一个这样的服事网站都有他们的祷告代求事项。
We often think that prayer is the last resort if we can't do anything else.
我们很多人认为祷告是我们所有事情都试过不能了才最后来试。
But as the saying goes, when we work, we work.
但是英文里面有一个名言，他说：“当我们在工作的时候，我们就在工作。”
But when we pray, a powerful, compassionate judge works.
但是当我们祷告的时候，圣灵在工作。
So instead of resorting to resentment or revenge when it comes to oppression, let's respond by remembering that our compassionate and powerful judge is in control.Stepping with him to make sure that this oppression is taken care of.
遭受不义时，记得不要用报复和愤恨，要记得使用我们在圣灵里面，圣灵里面的盼望，去站起来，去帮助那些不义的人。
Today we have the opportunity to take of the communion together.
今天我们要有圣餐。
The communion reminds us that God is.Concerned about injustice.
圣餐提醒我们，神确实是很关心不义的事情。
You know, God sent His Son Jesus to be born in a culture or a group of people that was oppressed by the Roman citizens.
耶稣来到世上，就是生活在那些饱受罗马逼欺压的这个犹太人里面。
Jesus, while He was on earth.Fought against injustice.
而耶稣在世时，他也为不义去奋斗。
And he spoke against it.
他也为不义去说不行。
He helped victims of injustice.
他也帮助那受不义的人去得到正义。
But most importantly, he died for the sins of injustice.
但是最重要的是，他最后却为了不义的人去死在十字架上。
He died for the sins of injustice that have been committed against you.
他为着不义的人对你的不义而死。
And he also died for the sins that sins of injustice we've committed towards others.
他也为着你对其他人有过的不义来死。
And this, by taking of the communion, we also remember that Jesus is coming back again.
当我们吃这圣餐，我们提醒自己，耶稣还会再来。
The Bible says that we should continue, that when we eat the bread and drink this cup,We proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.
圣经教导我们，当我们吃喝这圣餐的时候，我们是在确实的说主耶稣要再来。
We proclaim the Lord's death until He comes as that powerful and compassionate judge.
我们是说，那主耶稣再来是要蛮有能力，却也蛮有慈悲的法官。
I'd like to ask the ushers to come forward to pass out the elements.
让服事的弟兄姐妹能够把这个圣餐的东西来传出去。
Please remember that if you are a baptized Christian, that we welcome you to partake of the elements with us.
如果你是以受洗基督徒，我们欢迎你与我们共享圣餐。
If you have not yet put your faith in Jesus, or if you have not yet been baptized, I encourage you to talk to one of us pastors.And we'd be glad to talk to you about how you can have a relationship with God.
如果你还未觉志或者受洗，我们欢迎你可以找牧师或者长老来约谈有关信仰的事情。
I'd like to also remind you that we would like for you when you receive the elements to keep a hold of it and until all of us have been served so that we can partake together.